Seems like a good week to talk to Ed Koch about a few things. Mr. Koch, of course, was the mayor of New York from 1978 to 1989. He is still often considered the very face and voice of New York City around the country. He has a new book out, a collection of essays, interviews, speeches, and letters he's written called The Koch Papers, My Fight Against Anti-Semitism. Mayor Koch joins us from, of course, New York. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to.
And, of course, I have to ask you this week, your reaction to the revelations about and now the resignation of Governor Spitzer.
Well, he had no alternative, and he had no friends up in Albany to protect him from impeachment. And it's a Greek tragedy, and the person who deserves the most sympathy, of course, is the governor's wife, who looked as though she had aged while standing on the stage. And I am a friend of the governor's, but I can understand the anger at him because of the hypocrisy involved. And he was perceived to be a bully in Albany. So when you have a bully who is, as they say, hoist by his own petard, everybody stands in line to kick him down the ladder.
How would you feel about him being prosecuted or serving time?
I hope not. What he engaged in, so far as we know, and based on that only, he engaged in was being a John in a prostitution situation. And I just simply don't believe that they should use technical methods concerning how he paid them, so long as the money was his. And I'm sure it was. He's close to being a billionaire.
I certainly remember when you were mayor, the John Hour was on our station there, WNYC.
Yes, I've been inquired about that. And what was interesting about that was I said that Johns who had been convicted should have their names announced on the John Hour once a week and hopefully in the papers. It's not that I'm against prostitution that when it's off the street, putting aside the pimps and the duress and all of that, which should be punished. This simple sex for money doesn't offend me, but it does cause damage when it's street prostitution to a local community. And I thought the best way is embarrassment. None of the newspapers, not a single newspaper, as I recall, would run it. There were editorials denouncing me. And I thought to myself, you're crazy. And in fact, lots of communities outside of New York City currently do it. And it's sort of like putting people in stocks.
I want to talk about your book, The Koch Papers, My Fight Against Anti-Semitism. As I don't have to tell you, there are Americans who think that that's anti-Semitism isn't a problem in this country.
Well, what I have said is that we're living in the golden age in the United States, but anti-Semitism in the world, particularly in Europe, is rising in a phenomenal way. It's particularly prevalent in Britain in the academic circles and amongst the luxury class, like it was in the late 30s in Great Britain before World War II. And in France, it's been physical under presidents prior to Sarkozy, the current president, who is taking a very tough stand against it.
Mr. Mayor, let me switch directions again. Who are you for, Clinton, Obama, or John McCain?
I'll be very candid here, as I am with everybody who asked me that question. I'm for Hillary. And if Hillary were to lose, then I will look at both Obama and John McCain to see who is the one who would serve America best.
From New York, the former mayor, Ed Koch. His new book is The Koch Papers, My Fight Against Anti-Semitism. Mr. Koch, thank you so much for being with us.
I enjoyed the interview, and I thank you for calling.